Alt Universe Top 40. My name is John McMullen. For the next hour, we will listen to some records, talk about chart positions, and make some good-hearted adjustments that time and taste demand. On today's installment, we will hear from a recording act on ABC Records that spent exactly 11 weeks in the top 40 with four out of their first five singles. Later, during our Little Slice of Heaven segment, we examine a legendary blues recording that was produced in a studio located in a town on the bluffs of the Mississippi River. The act that recorded this classic moved back and forth across Old Man River all throughout his life. In our number two slot, we will hear a timeless classic from a British band that split in half shortly before recording its second biggest hit. And finally, for our Hall of Perfection track, we will appreciate an amazing confluence of a perfect song, a perfect voice, and a perfect production. But first, just like we do every week, we start with a record that, at some point, was perched at number 40. Some of these were on the way up, some of them were on the way down. Some hit number 40 for a one-week peak and then fell. What kind of record do we have today? Well, we will start with a name that we hear every holiday season, thanks to the yearly airplay given to the song Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree. That name? Of course, Brenda Lee. Well, one of Brenda Lee's other songs, a song called Coming On Strong, continues to live on and be remembered, not only because of her holiday hit, but based on the lyrics of this classic, this song that was also once named the ultimate driving song by Planet Rock. Let's listen.
I've been driving all night, my hands wet on the wheel. There's a voice in my head that drives my heel. I'm almost there. Gotta keep cool now, gotta take care. Last car to pass, here I go. And the line of cars drove down real slow. And the radio played that forgotten song. Brenda Lee's coming on strong. And the newsman sang his same song.
On on its way to a peak at number 13 on the Billboard Hot 100. That was the Dutch hard rock act Golden Earring name-checking Brenda Lee with their signature song Radar Love, a record that spent 1 week at number 40 on its way up the charts, having risen 14 big notches from its previous position at number 54.
This is Alt Universe Top 40.
Number 20.
Now we are up to number 20, and we're going to give the number 20 position to the song If Looks Could Kill by the band Player. You might remember Player as the act responsible for the number one hit Baby Come Back, which was part of an unprecedented chart domination of 6 number one singles in a row for the RSO label back in 1978. Well, even though Baby Come Back was by far their biggest success, Player was not a one-hit wonder group. They actually placed 6 singles into the Billboard Hot 100 and had another top 10 hit with a song called This Time I'm In It for Love. Well, the band left RSO Records in 1980 and recorded one basically unsuccessful album for Casablanca. The following year, they were picked up by RCA Records. Their first single for RCA, If Looks Could Kill, was released to a promising start, but then curiously stalled at number 48. Well, that's something that needs to be corrected. So now, at number 20 on Alt Universe Top 40, here is Player with If Looks Could Kill. Stalled at number 48, but should have reached at least number 20. That was Player with If Looks Could Kill.
This one went to 11.
My name is John McMullen, and this is Alt Universe Top 40. Now we're up to number 11, and this song really did peak at number 11. Not only did it peak at number 11, but it had a chart life within the top 40 of exactly 11 weeks. And not only that, but the act that released this record actually had three consecutive singles that were within the top 40 for exactly 11 weeks. Even more surprising, of their first five releases, four of this group's singles stayed on the charts for exactly 11 weeks. So you might say that for Steely Dan, the number 11 was either their lucky number or an unlucky number they wanted to lose, depending on how badly they wanted top 10 singles. So from the ABC album Can't Buy a Thrill, here is Steely Dan, featuring the melodic lead guitar work of session player Elliot Randall with Reeling in the Years.
Your everlasting summer, you can see it fading fast. So you grab a piece of something that you think is gonna last. Well, you wouldn't even know a diamond if you held it in your hand. The things you think are precious, I can't understand.
Are you reeling in the years? Stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine? Are you reeling in the years?
I still don't know what you mean. The weekend in the college didn't turn out like you planned. The things that pass for knowledge I can't understand.
Are you reeling in the years? Stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine? Are you reeling in the years? Stowing away the
guitarist Elliot Randall playing the solo that Jimmy Page once claimed was his favorite solo of all time. That was Steely Dan with Reeling in the Years.
Number 10.
The British recording act known as The Records formed from the remnants of the pub band The Kersal Flyers when drummer Will Birch and vocalist John Wicks started writing songs together. They next recruited lead guitarist Hugh Gower of the Rat Bites from Hell and bassist Phil Brown from the Janets. Their lineup was set. Thanks to some strong songs that Birch and Wicks wrote for Rachel Sweet and the Searchers, the band was given an opportunity to record the demos that ultimately led to a contract with Virgin Records in 1978. Their debut single, Starry Eyes, was released in England in December of 78 and has become their best-known song. In the United States, Starry Eyes made it as high as number 56 in October of 79, and the record's debut album scraped up against the album top 40 with a peak of number 4. 41. Regardless of these chart statistics, it is nearly impossible to find any top 10 song anywhere from any genre that has a catchier chorus than Starry Eyes by The Records. Based on the quality of that chorus alone, it sounds like a top 10. Therefore, Starry Eyes is forever a top 10 here on Alt Universe Top 40. Here are The Records. One of the catchiest choruses you're ever going to hear. Those were The Records and Starry Eyes.
Alt Universe Top 40.
Number nine.
A few minutes ago, while discussing the band Player, I mentioned their participation in an unbelievable string of six consecutive number one songs for the RSO label back in 1978. Player was responsible for one of those records, the second of the six straight number ones. All five of the others were in some way connected to the Bee Gees. Three of them, How Deep Is Your Love, Stayin' Alive, and Night Fever, were actually Bee Gees records. The other two, Andy Gibbs' Love Is Thicker Than Water and If I Can't Have You by Yvonne Elliman, were written and produced by the Bee Gees. And it is worth noting that another song written by the Bee Gees at that same time was threatening to hit number one, Emotion by Samantha Sang. But it stalled at number two, and perhaps it missed out on that RSO magic since, unlike all the other Bee Gees-related material at the time, it was released on the Private Stock label. Well, Prior to the disco explosion of Saturday Night Fever, the Bee Gees were charting with pop music and soft rock ballads for another label, ATCO. In England, their 13th chart entry peaked at number 9 back in 1972, while it peaked at number 16 in the United States. While some might say that the Bee Gees don't need any help chart-wise, we think this one should have reached at least number 9 on the U.S. charts, possibly higher. Here are the Bee Gees with Run to Me.
If ever you got rain in your heart, someone has hurt you and torn you apart. Am I unwise to open up your eyes to love me and let it be like they said it would be? Me loving you, girl, and you loving me. Am I unwise to open up your eyes to love me? Beside you, and no one to hold. Am I unwise to open up your eyes to love me? And when you've got nothing to lose, nothing to pay for, nothing to choose. Am I unwise to open up your eyes?
With a song that peaked at number 16 in the United States, but number 9 in England, those were the Bee Gees with Run to Me.
Modern and Great should have reached number 8.
Now we're up to this week's song that is simultaneously modern and great, and this one definitely should have reached number 8. The Waking Hours were a four-man band from Richmond, Virginia. They released an indie record all by themselves in the late 90s and, based on its momentum, made the move to Los Angeles to record for a subsidiary of Arista Records. Although they never really experienced any significant chart success, this song sounds like it should have been a big hit single. It's called Whispered News. This record is indeed modern and great, and it should have reached number 8.
Surprise, surprise, you took the dash. Never needed you, I want my money back. Whispered news, heart attack. Half a world away, half a world away. And it feels like love.
with a song that is both modern and great and should have reached number 8. Those were The Waking Hours with Whispered News.
Alt-Universe Top 40.
My name is John McMullen, and you're listening to Alt-Universe Top 40. Now, we are up to our little slice of heaven at number 7, and it is Born Under a Bad Sign by Albert King. Albert King's real name was Albert Nelson. One of 13 children, it is believed that Albert was born on a cotton farm in Indianola, Mississippi on April 25, 1923. However, it appears that Albert himself, on at least one occasion, claimed to have been born in Aberdeen, Mississippi. Regardless of his place of birth, he lived in rural Mississippi as a young child until his family moved across the Mississippi River to Forest City, Arkansas in 1931. At the time, Albert was around 8 years old. Albert loved music, and he actually made his first guitar out of a cigar box. Later, even though he was left-handed, he bought a real guitar, a right-handed model that he learned how to play upside down. His voice had already become strong by singing in church as a youngster. After working many jobs, such as picking cotton and operating a bulldozer, Albert finally began playing music professionally with the Groove Boys in Osceola, Arkansas. He next lived briefly in Gary, Indiana, then Chicago, and then St. Louis. And when he moved back across the river from St. Louis to Brooklyn, Illinois, Albert's A&R man became Little Milton, who was responsible for getting him signed to Bobbin Records. After he scored a number 14 hit on the R&B charts for Bobbin, several more records basically went nowhere. He then moved on to Stax Records in Memphis and began making records with producer Al Jackson Jr., the famed drummer of Booker T and the MGs. Al and Albert worked well together and crafted the perfect sound for Albert. With the 1967 Stax release written by Booker T. Jones and William Bell, here is the legendary Albert King with one of the greatest blues recordings of all time, Born Under a Bad Sign.
Thank you.
With our little slice of heaven at number 7, that was blues legend Albert King and Born Under a Bad Sign. Since our last broadcast, we have received a number of reception reports. Here are a few of them. Claudio in Italy, using a self-built antenna and a preamp, states that the reception was good but included background noise on the February 7, 2019 broadcast he heard while listening on 6070 kHz. Patrick from Austria reports good signal strength while listening to our 6070 kHz broadcast. His receiver is an AOR AR7030 receiver with a 12.5 meter magnetic long wire antenna. Vasily from Russia listened in on the web SDR out of the Netherlands and forwarded to us a very detailed report that we appreciate. Thomas from Germany began listening to our broadcast on a Texung PL660, and then interference caused him to switch to that web SDR also out of the Netherlands. Alex from Belarus, using a 40-meter long wire antenna, also forwarded a very detailed reception report, having received a large portion of our broadcast. We appreciate and will attempt to respond to every reception report we receive. Please forward your thoughts or reception reports to john@altuniversetop40.com.
Number 6.
Now we're up to number 6. Every week at this time, we award a bonus hit single to an act that has had at least 6 hit albums. This week's bonus hit is by a band that once appeared to be creating their own mania in Japan that rivaled the 1964 Beatlemania in the United States. Who was that act that turned Japan upside down in the late 70s? It was Cheap Trick. Their bonus hit at number 6 on Alt Universe Top 40 today is Magical Mystery Tour. This cover version was actually an outtake from their Lap of Luxury album. Later, they remixed it and placed it as a bonus track on their own Greatest Hits album. That Greatest Hits album by Cheap Trick has gone on to achieve platinum status, even though it never went any higher than number 174 on the American album charts published by Billboard. So that's what happens when an album-oriented rock act sells steadily and continues to tour regularly. With yet another one of their winks at the Beatles, here is the pride of Rockford, Illinois, Cheap Trick.
Wait!
with a bonus hit at number 6 on Alt Universe Top 40. That was Cheap Trick and their version of Magical Mystery Tour. Now we are up to number 5, and even if you haven't heard of the Memphis-based hard rock band that recorded this song, you have certainly heard the voice of their lead singer. The band Cobra released their debut album First Strike on Epic Records in the early 80s. Although two videos were made by the label, the album didn't chart, and the band promptly split up. Soon thereafter, vocalist Jimmy Jameson joined Survivor and scored 4 top tens, including a number 2 and a number 4. Legendary Casey Kasem actually referred to Jimmy Jameson once as the voice. Two other members of Cobra, Mandy Meyer and Tommy Kaiser, joined heavy metal band Crocus. Guitarist and keyboardist Jack Holder became a producer, and in each of our previous 2 episodes, we have played songs produced by Jack Holder. Well, on that epic album that didn't chart, there's a song called Only You Can Rock Me, and this song should have hit the top 5. Here's Cobra.
Lonely days and lonely nights.
That should have reached number 5. That was Cobra and Only You Can Rock Me.
This is Alt Universe Top 40.
Number 4.
Now we're up to number 4, and it's a song that really did peak at number 4 in England. It's I Only Want to Be With You by The Tourists, a band that contained two members of future Eurythmics, Dave Stewart and Annie Lennox. Here they are with the cover of a cover, The Tourists and I Only Want to Be With You. Song that did hit number 4 in England and should have hit number 4 all around the world. Those were The Tourists and I Only Want to Be With You.
Universe Top 40.
Number 3.
Now we are up to number 3, and it is a 3 from way downtown. In this case, we're talking about downtown Springfield, Missouri. The reputation of the band Fool's Face has steadily grown ever since they first released a vinyl single on the Bubble label back in 1979. Following their single with the album Here to Observe, Fool's Face solidified their songwriting chops while simultaneously developing a live act that showcased the vast talents of their various members. Their influences ranged from the Beatles to Ziggy-era Bowie, from Badfinger to pure punk. They packed large music-focused clubs all over the Midwestern United States throughout the early 80s. Barney Parker, writing about Fool's Face for the Kansas City Star, raved, quote, "These guys remind me of what the Beatles must have been like when they played the Cavern Club in Liverpool," close quote. John Young, in Trouser Press, described Fool's Face as, quote, "a knockout experience live," close quote. Well, those music writers weren't exaggerating. I was there, and I can confirm that any accolades such as those were well-deserved. Over time, I will play selections from 4 separate Fool's Face albums, songs that were written by 4 different members of this incredible 5-man band. But for now, we will focus on a track written and sung by bass player Jim Wirt, originally released on the band's 2nd album, Tell America. And from the very first note of this song, Jim Wirt's gift for musical structure is obvious. Even before he went on to produce successful recordings for Hoobastank, Incubus, Live, Alien Ant Farm, and Jack's Mannequin in the 90s and beyond, there were those of us who noticed Jim's infectious and memorable song construction right from the beginning. If there happened to be any justice whatsoever in the world of music, this song would have, at the very least, made it up to number 3 in both the United States and England. And therefore, on Alt Universe Top 40, that is exactly where we are placing it. This is Fool's Face, and Won't Make It Hard For You.
Well, I won't make it hard for you.
with a number three from way downtown. That was Fool's Face and Won't Make It Hard for You.
Number two.
Now we're up to number two, which means that we think this record should have gone to number one. And what we have is a song that did very well, reaching number five in the United States and six in England. It actually hit number one in Canada, according to RPM magazine. Do you know what is really impressive about the chart performance of this single? The recording act that created it had just lost two key members, and the remaining members were unsure of their future at the time this classic was created. After achieving the international hit I'm Not in Love in 1975, 10cc experienced further success on the British album charts, first with the album cleverly titled The Original Soundtrack, which peaked at either number three or number four, depending on the chart, and next with How Dare You, which generated two top 10 singles in England. However, the recording process of How Dare You fractured the band, resulting in Kevin Godley and Lowell Cream leaving. Remaining members, Graham Gouldman and Eric Stewart, then teamed up with drummer Paul Burgess and got back to the basics of songcraft and their customary overdubbing. In the process, they recorded the album Deceptive Bends, which contained this perfectly produced track, a song that should have gone to number one in both the United States and England, as it justifiably did in Canada. Here is 10cc with The Things We Do for Love.
And then you pay the price. The things we do for love.
The things we do for love.
Communication is the problem to the answer. You've got a number and your hand is on a phone. The weather's turned and all the lines are down. The things we do for love.
The things we do for love.
Like walking in the rain and the snow when there's nowhere to go.
She says she wants to make up.
Like walking in the rain and the snow when there's nowhere to go. When you're feeling like a part of you is dying
and you're looking for the answer in her eyes. You think you're gonna break up, then she says she wants to make up.
Agree to disagree, but disagree to part. When after all it's just a compromise of the things we do for love.
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 At number two with a song that we think should have gone to number one, that was 10cc and The Things We Do for Love. Now we are up to our Hall of Perfection track, and it is truly a perfectly produced recording of a gifted singer interpreting a brilliant song. Justifiably, it went to number one in both the United States and England, and it ended up winning the artist who sang it a Grammy. What record are we talking about? Without You by Nielsen. Even though Paul McCartney once called Without You, a song written by Badfinger's Pete Ham and Tom Evans, quote, the killer song of all time, close quote, Badfinger's own recording of the song was simply an album track on their No Dice LP, never to be released as a single by Apple Records. And then one night at a party, Harry Nilsson may or may not have had a little too much to drink. He heard the song and immediately fell in love with it. For whatever reason, he thought he was hearing a Beatles rarity. The next morning, when he realized it was not a Beatles song, he incorrectly guessed that the song had been released by Apple hopefuls Grapefruit. Eventually, Nilsson settled on Badfinger, tracked the song down, and took it to producer Richard Perry and said, "This is a number one song." According to producer Richard Perry in the documentary Who is Harry Nilsson and Why is Everybody Talking About Him, he and Harry were having lunch one afternoon and found themselves in the middle of a heated argument with each other over the recording sessions. At some point, while calling each other names, they both realized that they were late for the recording studio. They immediately left the restaurant and made it to Trident Studios in London, at which time Harry cut Without You and in the process delivered a soaring vocal that is one of the most stunning moments in the history of recorded music. As perfect as the vocal is, this record consists of several components, all of which were just as perfect as the vocal performance. The superb piano part was played not by Harry himself, but was instead handled by Gary Wright, George Harrison's friend, who would later have success with the song Dreamweaver. The other musicians included Klaus Voormann on bass, Jim Keltner on drums, and Tom Plevanic on acoustic guitar. The strings and horns were arranged by Paul Buckmaster, and all of the components came together for one recording of one perfect song. We are so thankful that Harry Nilsson went to that fateful party.
No, I can't forget this evening, or your face as you were leaving, but I guess that's just the way the story goes. You always smile, but in your eyes your sorrow shows. Yes, it shows. No, I can't forget tomorrow, when I think of all my sorrow. Well, I had you there, but then I let you go. Now it's only fair that I should let you know what you should know. Oh, I can't live if living is without you. I can't live, I can't give in. Well, I can't forget this evening, or your face as you were leaving, but I guess that's just the way the story goes. You always smile, but in your eyes your sorrow shows.
With our Hall of Perfection track, that was Nilsson and his brilliant rendering of Without You. that's all we have for today. Be sure and join us next week at this exact same time in the exact same place for another installment of Alt Universe Top 40. We would love to hear from you, so please visit our website at www.altuniversetop40.com. Those are all lowercase letters, and 40 is a number. Or you can email me at john@altuniversetop40.com. Again, all lowercase letters, and 40 is still a number. Or go to our Facebook page and like our Alt Universe Top 40 Facebook page. You can also hear each episode the following Friday after its original Saturday broadcast on Mixcloud. So until next time, keep making those positive changes that time and taste demand, and keep on smiling through the static.